That's it, Moose. You're getting close now. Bring it, son.
Moose couldn't find the plate if you nailed it to his ass.
Cut your pie hole, Piney. Kid's got to learn. Come straight over the top, Moose. Straight over the top. Come on.
Ah, damn. Bexley's up.
Back up! Bexley's up! Back up!
You sure your boy got the right prescription in those spectacles?
Don't worry, X. See, I told him to throw it right at your big, nappy home run hitting head. She can bet 100 clams that ball's going anywhere but there. Yankees been calling you.
I'm fine playing here in the Cactus Leagues. It's nice and quiet.
Ball!
Leave the Cactus alone, son! Yeah, I don't know, X. Yanks could use those 60 home runs a year. Well, now that Jackie Robinson's up there in the bigs, people saying you're gonna be next. The first black Negro man of color in the American League. Shoot, X, you'll be famous, man.
I don't want to be no famous man. Just want to be a man.
Over the top! Over the top!
Baseball game here.
Got no beef with you, sir. It's that black Babe Ruth hiding behind you. Josh Exley. That's all we come for.
Well, you can't have him.
We're the Yankees. Want a little nigger play ball. So we just figure we gonna play with them a little bit some first. And all you niggers and nigger lovers can go home. X we want.
That's what I'm talking about. Moose straight over the top. Come on, straight over the top with it.
Come on, kid. Come on, get the guns.
Boys ain't so tough without your shotguns, are you, fellas?
You ain't nothing but a coward.
Hiding behind your mama's bed sheet.
See your face.
Gorgeous day for baseball here in the city of the Angels, and I'm told it's a gorgeous day all over our republic today. From Bangor to Bellflower, from Amarillo to Anchorage, the sun is shining and it's a perfect day to play baseball. Eddie Perez will start.
Mulder, it is such a gorgeous day outside. Have you ever entertained the idea of trying to find life on this planet?
I've seen the life on this planet, Scully, and that is exactly why I'm looking elsewhere. Did you bring enough ice cream to share with the rest of the class?
It's not ice cream. It's a non-fat tofutti rice dreamsicle.
Ugh. But the air in my mouth tastes better than that. You sure know how to live it up, Scully.
Oh, you're Mr. Live It Up. Well, you're really Mr. Squeeze Every Last Drop Out of His Sweet Life, aren't you? And on this precious Saturday, you've got us grabbing life by the testes, stealing reference books from the FBI library in order to go through New Mexico newspaper obituaries for the years 1940 to 1949. And for what joyful purpose?
Looking for anomalies, Scully. Do you know how many so-called flying disc reports there were in New Mexico in the 1940s?
I don't care. Mulder, this is a needle in a haystack. These poor souls have been dead for 50 years. Let them rest in peace. Let sleeping dogs lie.
Well, I won't sit idly by as you hurl cliches at me. Preparation is the father of inspiration.
Necessity is a mother of invention.
The road of excess leads to the palace of wisdom.
Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we may die.
I scream, you scream, we all scream for non-fat tofutti rice creams.
Mulder! Mulder! You cheat! I can't believe it. You've been reading about baseball this whole time.
I'm reading the box scores, Scully. You'd like it. It's like the Pythagorean theorem for jocks. It distills all the chaos and action of any game in the history of all baseball games into one tiny, perfect, rectangular sequence of numbers. I can look at this box, and I can recreate exactly what happened on some sunny summer day back in 1947. It's like the numbers talk to me. They comfort me. They tell me that even though lots of things can change, some things do remain the same. It's
boring. Mulder, can I ask you a personal question?
Of course not.
Did your mother ever tell you to go outside and play?
Is that Arthur Dale?
Mulder. You just defaced property of the U.S. government. You rebel.
How'd it take you so long?
I'm sorry, sir. I'm looking for Arthur Dales.
I'm Arthur Dales.
No, you're not.
Don't be a wise ass, son.
No, I'm sorry, sir. I know Arthur Dales, and you're not Arthur Dales.
Arthur Dales is my brother. My name also happens to be Arthur Dales. The same name, different guy. The other Arthur, he moved to Florida, the lucky bastard. Now, our parents weren't exactly big in the imagination department when it came to names. So to help you wrapping your little head around this stupefying mystery, Agent Mulder, we had a sister named Arthur, too, and a goldfish.
How do you know my name?
My brother told me all about you. He said you were the biggest jackass in the Bureau since he retired. Yeah, we're big fans. Sometimes we'd stay awake for hours at night just talking about you. Just fascinating. Now, unless you're hiding some Chinese food, let's call it a day.
Mr. Dales, I have a photo here of your brother. Maybe it's you. It's from many years ago, and you're standing in Roswell, New Mexico.
Roswell, that's me. I was a cop once in Roswell.
Okay, and you're standing with Negro League legend Josh Exley, who disappeared without a trace during a season in which he reportedly hit 60 home runs. 61 home runs in 1948.
47,
whatever. I don't really care about the baseball so much, sir. What I care about is this man in the picture with you. I believe to be an alien bounty hunter.
Of course you don't care about the baseball, Mr. Mulder. You only bothered my brother about the important things, like government conspiracies and alien bounty hunters and the truth with a capital T.
Wait a minute, I like baseball.
You like baseball, huh?
Yeah.
How many home runs did Mickey Mantle hit?
163. Righty, 373 lefty, 536 total.
What you fear to understand in your joyless myopia is that baseball is
It's the key to life. Rosetta Stone, if you will. If you just understood baseball better, all your other questions, the aliens, the conspiracies, they would all, in a way, be answered by the baseball gods.
Yes, sir, that may be true. I'm thinking that your experience in Roswell could be germane to a conspiracy between men and our government and these shape-shifting alien beings.
Oh, don't bore me, son. My brother Arthur started the X-Files with the Federal Bureau of Obfuscation before you were born. I was working for the FBI hunting for aliens when you were watching my best friend's Martians. You say shape-shifting. Agent Motors, do you believe that love can make a man shape-shift?
I guess women change men all the time.
I'm not talking about women. I'm talking about love, passion. Like the passion you have for proving extraterrestrial life. Do you believe that that passion can change your very nature? Can make you shape-shift from a man into something other than a man?
What exactly has your brother told you about me?
Mr. Dales, if you and your brother have really known about this bounty hunter and plans for colonization for the last 50 years, why the hell wouldn't you have told anybody?
Nobody believed me.
Well, I would have believed you.
You weren't right.
Not ripe? Let me tell you something. I've been ripe for years. I am way past ripe. I'm so ripe I'm rotten. This cuts to the very heart of the mystery of what I've been doing with my life for the past 10 years.
Oh, the heart of the mystery. The heart of the mystery. Ah, there you are. Mr. Mulder, maybe you'd better start paying a little less attention to the heart of the mystery and a little more attention to the mystery of the heart. You got a dime?
What is this?
This little fellow goes by the name of Pete Rosebud. If you keep pumping coffee money into him, he'll tell you a story about baseball and aliens and bounty hunters.
You're making me feel like a child.
Perfect. That's exactly the right place to start from, then. Now, the first thing you got to know about baseball is it keeps you forever young.
Mr. Exley, my name's Arthur Dales. I'm an employee of the Roswell Police Department.
Have I broken a law, sir?
You stole! Second base in the third inning. I'm a witness. Officer, I see you next year. At least 50 bases this year.
No, sir, you haven't broken any laws. Not that I'm aware of. I've been assigned by my superiors to protect you against certain parties.
I'm the one need protection from certain parties. Exit. In bed by 8 every night.
Yeah.
I appreciate your concern, sir, but I can protect myself.
Mr. Exley, I'm not a big sports hero like yourself, sir, and I really don't have an opinion on Negroes, or Jews, or communists, or even Canadians and vegetarians, for that matter, but I cannot stomach the murder of a man of any persuasion or any color being flaunted and solicited in my town, not on my watch. So you can be safe with me in a cell down at the precinct, or you can be safe with me here on the bus. Seeing as how this is still America, you're free to choose, sir.
Officer Dales, you a decent man, ain't you?
I try to be.
Well, the fellas feel like umps will treat us better if you got us 8 more uniforms like he used to play in.
Yeah. You could change your name from the Roswell Grays to the Roswell Black and Blues.
Thank you.
What's the matter, Arthur? You look like you ain't never seen a black man before.
I gotta give it to you, Arthur. Calling a Negro League team from Roswell to Grays is pretty clever.
E.T. Steele home.
I didn't make that up.
You seriously want me to believe that Josh Exley, maybe one of the greatest ball players of all times, was an alien?
They're all aliens, Agent Mulder. All the great ones.
Well, Babe Ruth was an alien.
Yeah?
Joe DiMaggio.
Sure.
Willie Mays.
Well, obviously.
Mantle. Koufax. Gibson.
Bob or Kirk? See, none of the great ones fit in. Not in this world. Not in any other world. They're all aliens, Mulder. Tilly, step between the white chalk lines. Tilly, step on the outfield grass.
Like clockwork. Poor boy with my medicine.
Give the kid a tip, will you?
So I assume you're speaking metaphorically.
Speaking metaphorically is for young men like you, Agent MacGyver. I don't have time for that. I only have time to speak the truth.
You're a good Rockefeller, ain't you?
X hits a couple of dingers, that'll be 60. That ties the bank.
That ball's worth nothing. X ain't a major leaguer, so the record don't count.
Does two.
Does not.
Does two.
Does not.
Does two.
Does not.
Does not.
Day for a ball game.
Must have been a real big one.
Could have ripped your head off.
Hey, Arthur. Thanks.
Officer Arthur Davis, making the world safe for baseball and Negroes.
Josh, do you know where you are?
Josh, man, wake up.
Do you know where you're from?
Macon, Georgia?
Megan, police department. Can I help you?
Yeah, my name is Arthur Dales. I'm with the Roswell Police Department. I'm doing a background check on a gentleman I believe is from your area. His name is Josh Exley.
You want information on Josh Exley?
Yeah, name rings a bell. Yeah. I got a Josh Exley, a six-year-old colored boy. Disappeared, maybe 5 years ago. Now, do you got a read on this Josh Exley's whereabouts?
6 years old?
Want to see if you've got running some chemical tests, sir?
Yeah, hold on. That would make him 11 now? No, that can't be the one.
I love my job.
And is that all you have? Are you certain? Certain as a sunrise. I'm sorry, son. Did you say where you were calling from?
Roswell. Roswell, New Mexico.
Roswell.
Hey. Morning, poor boy.
Morning, X. How's the melon?
My melon's fine. That boy throws like a lady.
Hey, the Yankee scouts are here today. Gonna hit numero 6-0?
There ain't no scouts here today.
Sure there are. Look. Over there.
I'd be damned.
Hey, kids. So how's it going?
X is stinking up the diamond.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, anybody can have a bad day.
Yep, the Yankee scouts are in attendance today. I don't think they'll relish the idea of him being in the majors after such piss poor outing as this.
Oh, come on, Exley!
X, why'd you tank that game today?
I won the game today.
You tanked the game today. You want me to tell you why? Your name's not Josh Exley. Josh Exley is a six-year-old kid who disappeared from Macon, Georgia about the same time that you showed up in Roswell.
I ain't never been to Macon.
When you got beamed, you said you were from Macon.
Well, I also spoke tongues like I did when I was a little boy in church.
I was joking, Arthur. Relax. I'm relaxed. You're hiding something. That's why you don't dare get into the major leagues, because the sports writers and everybody be digging around and they'd find out what it is, right? So you tanked the game in front of those scouts tonight, disappointing those kids, disappointing your teammates, disappointing your race.
Okay, don't go talking about my race. You don't know nothing about my race.
I know that liars come in all colors. You got a secret, famous or not, I'm going to find out what it is.
While you're out chasing secrets, you make sure you're chasing the right ones.
Thank you.
thank you.
This is ridiculous. You're supposed to be a big bad policeman. Now hold up, Arthur. Now before you go fainting again, listen to me. It's me, Arthur. It's X.
This is an interesting dream. Wake up. Come on, Artie.
Man, you ain't dreaming. This is what I really look like. This the real me.
X. That's really you under there, X.
Ow! I ain't under anything, Arthur. And I'm trying not to be insulted by your reaction to my true face. Look, would it be easy if I looked like this? Would this be easy for you to handle?
No, somehow that's even weirder.
Leslie's a fat.
Ooh. So why did you leave your family in Georgia? My people guard their privacy zealously.
I can understand that.
They don't like for us to intermingle with your people. Their philosophy is we stick to ourselves, you stick to yourselves. Mm-hmm. Everybody's happy.
No. So what happened?
Well, you know what happened.
You fell in love with an Earth woman.
No. I saw a baseball game. See, it's something you gotta understand about my race. We don't have a word for laughter. We don't laugh. I don't know if you noticed in between all that fainting you was doing. Well, we have very tiny mouths, so no smiling even. But I tell you, when I saw that baseball game being played, this laughter just rose up out of me. You know, the sound a ball makes when it hits the bat? That was like music to me. You know, the smell of the grass, leather mitt. First unnecessary thing I ever done in my life. And I fell in love. I didn't know the unnecessary could feel so good. You know, the game was meaningless, but it seemed to mean everything to me. It was useless, but perfect.
Yeah, like a rose?
Yeah, a rose. Yeah. Uh-huh. See, you get it, Arthur. You're a fan.
Uh-huh.
But I tell you, from that moment on, I just couldn't fix myself to go home.
What up, X? Let's hear that beautiful voice you got on.
Together in that land. We'll all be together in that land. We'll all be together in that land. Where I'm bound, oh Lord, we'll all be together in that land. We'll all be together in that land. We'll all be together.
Gray Bus Line, you can go home again.
Let me get this straight, Ace. A free-spirited alien fell in love with baseball and ran away from the other non-fun-having aliens and made himself black because that would prevent him from getting to the majors where his unspeakable secret might be discovered by an intrusive press and public. And you're also implying that...
You certainly have a knack for turning chicken salad into chicken spit.
You're also implying that this baseball-playing alien has something to do with the famous Roswell UFO crash of July 47, aren't you?
You're just dying to connect the dots, aren't you, son? Look, I give you some wood. I ask you for a cabinet. Build me a cathedral. I don't want a cathedral. I like where I live. I just want a place to put my TV. Understand my drift?
Drift it is, sir.
Trust the tale, Agent MacGyver, not the teller. That which fascinates us is, by definition, true. Speaking metaphorically, of course.
Okay, so is X a man who is metaphorically an alien, or an alien who is metaphorically a man, or a something in between that was literally an alien-human hybrid? It's official. I am a horse's ass.
What is it to be human, Fox? Is it to have the chemistry of a man? Now, in the universal scheme of things, a dog's chemistry is nearly identical to that of a man. But isn't a dog like a man?
I have noticed that over the course of time, a man and his dog will start to look like one another.
To be a man is to have the heart of a man. Integrity, decency, sympathy. These are the things that make a man, and X had them all. Had them all more than you or I.
Dales? Ted?
Calm down. What is it?
This goo on the glove you gave me, is this a joke?
Why?
It's not like any chemical compound I've ever seen.
It's from a life form which doesn't seem to be carbon-based, which, by the way, is impossible. This is way out of my league.
I called to the FBI and the Communicable Disease Center in Washington.
Washington?
Oh, no, Ted, you
didn't. Nobody was supposed to know about this.
Can you get the glove back to me?
Sure, as soon as I finish up here.
I didn't mean to startle you. I'm Josh.
Oh, I know who you are. Only the best damn ball player west of the Bronx.
Oh, thank you, sir. Arthur sent me down here to explain the substance. That's my minute ruined.
Where is this stuff from? Where did you get it?
Morris. Actually, just to the left of Morris.
There's this fella down at the precinct who's willing to swear on his life that you killed a man this afternoon. Now, I'm not sure what's going on here, but I do know that you're no murderer. You're gonna have to get out of town, X.
Life ain't like baseball, is it?
No, it's not.
I had a talk with my relative. Good talk. He made me understand reason, Arthur. Family's more important than a game. So, I gotta go home.
You still consider them to be your family?
Of course I do. Who you think my family is?
I don't know. Your team?
Don't get cornball on me, man. Next thing you're gonna be telling me is I owe it to all the little kids to break the home run record. Or I owe it to the black folks who think I'm one of them to make it to the majors. Or I should just keep playing out of some meaningless human concept of pride or loyalty. I don't know, X. We don't think like that, man. You may be able to look like y'all, but we ain't y'all. You know the big thing that separates us from you?
What's that?
We got rhythm.
I better go.
Yeah.
Hey, you do me a favor. You tell people what I did on the field. You tell your kids how I play the game.
You know I will, X.
Hey, man. One more thing.
What?
You got a pretty good arm on you, boy.
You may think you know the man, Dales, but believe me, you do not know the man.
You don't know what I know, and you don't know what I don't know.
This is no minor league New Mexico cowboy cop crap. If I told you what was really going on, you'd just stare at me in wild-eyed wonder and pee your pants like a baby. Now tell me what I want to know. Where's Exley?
I told you. He told me he was going home.
Play ball!
You sure your boy got the right prescription and no spectacles?
I got a witness puts him at the murder scene. Now, I know they have a tendency to look alike, but unless he's got a guy running around town who looks identical to him, he is a murderer. You could be an accomplice, and the two of you fast sliding down a giant razor blade into a big old glass of lemonade. But you hand him over. Wear your big hat and that pretty badge as long as you want.
Are we finished?
No, Mr. Dales. You're finished.
It's over.
I know.
I warned you. You didn't listen.
Now you die.
It's the right thing to do.
What do you know of the right thing to do? You who would risk exposing the entire project for a game. A game.
I hit a home run tonight.
A home run.
Number 61. I set a record.
Show me your true face so you can die with dignity. As your executioner, I show you my true face before I kill you. Show me your true face. Or you will die without honor.
This is my true face.
So be it.
No! Stop! X!
No, let me be!
Get off of me. Our blood is like acid to you people. Arthur, get away. Don't touch it.
It's just blood, Hex. Look. It's just blood.
I got a brother in that land. I got a brother in that land. I got a brother in that land where I'm bound, where I'm bound. I got a brother in that land. I got a brother in that land. I got a brother in that land.
This message marked urgent on my answering service from one Fox Mantle. telling me to come down to the park for a very special, very early or very late birthday present. And Mulder, I don't see any nicely wrapped presents lying around, so what gives?
You never hit a baseball, have you, Scully?
No, I guess I have found more necessary things to do with my time than slap a piece of horsehide with a stick.
Get over here, Scully.
This is my birthday present, Mulder. You shouldn't have.
This ain't cheap. You're paying that kid $10 an hour to shag balls. It's not a bad piece of ash, huh? The bat. I'm talking about the bat. Now, don't strangle it. You just want to shake hands with it. Hello, Mr. Bat. It's a pleasure to make your acquaintance. Oh, no, no, Miss Scully. The pleasure is all mine. Okay, now, we want to go hips before hands, okay? And we want to stride forward and turn. That's all we're thinking about. So we go hips before hands, all right?
Okay, yes.
One more time. Hips before hands, all right?
Yeah.
What is it?
Hips before hands.
Right. We're going to wait on the pitch. We're going to keep our eye on the ball.
Okay.
And then we're just going to make contact. We're not going to think. We're just going to let it fly, Scully, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Ready?
I'm in the middle.
All right, fire away, poor boy. Ooh, that's good. All right, what you may find is you're concentrating on hitting that little ball. The rest of the world just fades away, all your everyday nagging concerns, ticking with your biological clock. I probably couldn't afford that nice new suede coat on a G-woman salary. How you threw away a promising career in medicine. Dante Allen, a crackpot, now being a brilliant partner. Getting to the heart of a global conspiracy. Your obscenely overdue triple X bill. Oh, I'm sorry, Scully. The last two problems are mine, not yours.
Shut up, Mulder. I'm playing baseball.
Go with me to that land where I'm bound.
This.